I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. It's easily the worst earthquake Nepal has experienced in 80 years. Generations of history gone. Thousands dead. Tens of thousands homeless. Recovery, $5 billion. One of the most expensive earthquakes in recent history when you consider Nepal's economic size. Asian Access's Joe Handley says right now survivors have more pressing matters.
They're worried about water shortage, food shortage, electricity shortage. Many of the hospitals have fallen apart, so medical care is a huge problem.
A2's church partner network is mobilizing. Handley says it's faster to get money to them so they can buy emergency relief on the ground. We'll connect you to a giving link at missionnews.org. Other help teams will come later. What more can you do?
Pray that those that are still trapped in the rubble will be found quickly and survive. And pray for our brothers and sisters that are Christ followers who are trying to respond to the needs in their communities in a way that helps them share the truth of Christ.
And Nigeria's Boko Haram is a franchise of the Islamic State terror group now. They just changed their name to Islamic State's West Africa Province, or ISWAP. David Curry of Open Doors USA says with ISIS resources and a bullseye painted on Christians, expect some serious stuff in the days ahead.
I think it means essentially that Boko Haram has access to tens of millions of dollars in resources and weapons that have been captured and developed by the Islamic State.
What's our call on this?
To draw attention to this, to try to help Christians wherever they're at, and to try to rally Christians here in the West to support their brothers and sisters around the world.
Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Danica Sr., founder of the ministry. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.